Thursday night, Regional Council passed a number of amendments to our Code of Conduct and Procedural By-Law that provided clarity on our rules of procedure and aimed at enhancing our meeting decorum. For those unaware, a procedural by-law is the central governance document providing the rules in which council meetings are run. In total, there were 7 changes to our procedural by-law that stemmed from a special meeting on May 2 with our integrity commissioner that evaluated our procedural rules and made suggestions for improvements. One of the proposed changes included an amendment that members of the public, including delegates, are not permitted to have signs, props, placards or flags of any kind at meetings of regional council or its committees. This specific provision was debated at committee a number of times. An environmental scan was conducted and confirmed that the changes are consistent with other legislative bodies. Furthermore, the change does not prevent members of the public from utilizing signage or placards during instances of peaceful assembly outside the council chamber. In fact, there are frequent demonstrations at regional headquarters and council chambers is, after all, a workplace. While in meetings, councillors are tasked with focusing on and dealing with the business of our meetings. While I appreciate Councillor Olson's recent reflection on our meeting championing inclusion and participation at council, I also share those values. I can impart some wisdom on my experience with signs in the chamber, since I regularly attend our meetings in person. Watching the meeting online is a very different experience than being present in the council chamber. And discussion specific to signage arose directly from an incident from February that would not have been apparent on the council video. In this instance, a whiteboard was brought to council chambers by a member of the public. Various messages were written on the board and held up throughout our meeting. It was clearly meant to distract. Council did nothing about the sign until the point where a personally derogatory and harassing message written and directed at a female member of our staff. It was then held up in front of council members and staff. It is totally unacceptable for that any member of our staff to be harassed in their workplace. It seems that workplace harassment should be permitted in the name of freedom of expression. I don't think so. It is totally unacceptable for that any member of our staff to be harassed in their workplace. And in direct response, a motion was put forward by Councillor Ip and myself in March reaffirming Council's commitment to a respectful workplace. Once again, during our most recent meeting, the same whiteboard sign was back, this time containing expletives. It's a little distracting to focus on debate and consider policy decisions when a sign with the F-word is being held up to your face. A fact you would be unaware of by watching the council video. Let's be clear. This is not about inclusion. This is not about freedom of speech. This is about respect and civility. I've been a regional councillor for 6 years now. I have never experienced the level of incivility I'm seeing now, both online or in council chambers. I believe strongly in free speech. I want to hear from my residents, whether we agree or disagree. I believe opposing viewpoints can actually offer an opportunity for learning. But council is workplace with a defined mandate. It's not a space to bring whatever grievance you have in the world to council chambers. Delegations are welcome provided they speak directly to an item of council business. The time we spend on issues beyond council's scope is time we're not spending on important municipal issues, and there are no shortage of issues. We have an affordable housing crisis. Families are in desperate need of childcare spaces. We don't have enough long-term care space. There are people in Niagara who are homeless. Those are the issues that should be demanding our time, not how to deal with bad behavior in the council chamber. Councillor Diana Hooson represents Pelham on Niagara Regional Council.